KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have mostly clear skies, 40 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be sunny here today with a high of 67. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindemann Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In area news, a Pottawatomie County man was sentenced to 10 years in prison Tuesday after agreeing to plead guilty to 3 out of 11 charges filed against him. 34-year-old Jesse Wilkinson of Council Bluffs will serve a 10-year prison term for felony first-degree theft in connection with a stolen 2012 Chevy Corvette, 10 years for felony possession of less than 5 grams of methamphetamine, and 5 years on a felony charge of assaulting a police officer with intent to inflict injury. The sentences will be served concurrently or at the same time, which means his prison term for state convictions should not exceed 10 years. He'll be eligible for parole in about 39 months. Wilkinson won't start his 10 years on the Iowa charges until he fulfills his 84-month sentence on the federal charges. On August the 6th, Wilkinson was sentenced to 7 years in prison for being a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. He was prohibited from possessing a firearm after being convicted in 2003 in Nebraska on charges of conspiracy to possess with the intent to distribute methamphetamine and being a felon in possession of a firearm. Wilkinson pled guilty on April 2nd to the current charge of being a felon in possession of a firearm. The Metro Fugitive Task Force had arrested Wilkinson on December 23rd, 2014 in Omaha. Wilkinson stole his Corvette between the hours of 2 p.m. on December 12th and 10 a.m. on December 13th of 2014. On December the 23rd, Council Bluffs police officers Jared Poor and Corey Woodward found the stolen Corvette, and his officers exited their police cruiser, an unmarked Chevy Impala. Wilkinson placed the Corvette into reverse and backed into the police car. After Wilkinson hit the Impala, Poor fired 2 shots at Wilkinson. According to police reports, in an interview on December 24th of last year, of 2014, that is, Woodward said he believed Wilkinson, after reversing the Corvette into the Impala, turned the car to next run over Poor. He also said that Wilkinson was hit by gunshots due to his body movements. Neither officer was injured during the assault. When Wilkinson sped away, officers lost sight of him during the pursuit. Omaha police later found the car abandoned with a blood found in the interior on the driver's seat area. Authorities found Wilkinson in the area several hours later. Two women from Red Oak face fifth-degree theft charges after allegedly stealing a package from a residence over the weekend. Red Oak police said Tuesday 39-year-old Rashilla Ann Davis was a passenger in a van driven and owned by 26-year-old Amber Nicole Gonzalez. When Gonzalez stopped the vehicle Saturday in the 1600 block of North 8th Street, Davis got out and allegedly took a package valued at $140 from a home. They were taken into custody 3:30 p.m. Tuesday and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where both women were being held on $300 cash bond each. A traffic stop Tuesday evening in Montgomery County resulted in the arrest of 2 men on public intoxication charges. The sheriff's office's deputies arrested 21-year-old Jacob William Avery and 21-year-old Gillian Ray James Bourne, both of Red Oak, at around 7:15 p.m. at the intersection of 180th Street and Highway 48. The men were booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 bond each. A Council Bluffs man accused of killing his father last month, stealing his van, and driving to Colorado has formally been charged with first-degree murder and theft. 20-year-old Sean Shendell was found in Sterling, Colorado, just days after authorities discovered the body of his father, 55-year-old Robert Shendell, in his Council Bluffs home. Prosecutors said that Sean Shendell withdrew money from his father's bank account after the homicide. He's pleaded not guilty in the case. In our funeral announcements, Pat Anderson, age 69, of Greenfield, died Friday in Des Moines. A Mass of the Resurrection for Pat Anderson will be today at 10:30 at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Stanley Lillard, age 45, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Atlantic, died Sunday. Funeral services for Stanley Lillard will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Joe Wallace McCann, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Tuesday in Exira. A funeral mass for Joe McCann will be on Friday at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Darcy Marie Town, age 35, of Kansas City, Missouri, died Saturday. Funeral services for Darcy Town will be on Friday at 1 o'clock at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Kathleen Kathy McCrory, age 70, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Cass County Hospital. Memorial services for Kathy McCrory will be Friday at 2 o'clock at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Billy Fleming, age 74, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at her home. A celebration of life service for Billy Fleming will be held Friday at 3 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Walter Severin, age 85, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the CCMH. A Celebration of Life memorial service for Walter Severin will be held this Saturday at 10:30 at the Bowman Chapel United Methodist Church in rural Guthrie County. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. And Russell Lundy, age 77, of Greenfield, died Sunday. Private family services will be held for Russell Lundy. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.